one, two, three, four. It's Midnight Mondo, starring Bogdan and Edsel. I'm Otis Trove, your studio host. That's
Diver Dan Newman.
Hey, lots of big stuff. Steve Sleeper controls. Tommy Strange might be under a table tonight. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what we're going to do. What's going to go on? We're just confused and irresponsible. Oh, you know, because...
It's the way boys are.
The way boys are. And we're boys.
Hey, that's right. This show is done by boys.
For boys.
Listen to that. We're the Beatles' great driver now. Sapient peanut clusters later in the show. Also, mutant teenagers in hot jackets. You know why.
Because that's the way boys are.
And little geese practice German steps. Think about it. That's me.
Midnight Mondo.
Let me be.
Midnight Mondo now wishes to acknowledge its debt to the great white masses out there with this tribute to honkies.
Today we salute the famous honky, Dwight Eisenhower.
A honky? What did he do?
Dwight Eisenhower, a famous golfer with a handicap, was also in the Army and held one of this nation's highest political posts in his latter years. He was married once to his wife, Mamie, a mulatto woman of unknown origin.
Dwight Eisenhower, another famous honky.
Beautiful Wisconsin, nature's wonderland. In all my dreams I see.
Hey, hi, old geezer.
Well, hi there, little buckaroo.
Well, what's that?
Well, I'm just sitting around listening to one of my favorite old records.
Gosh, it's real old and scratchy, isn't it, old geezer?
Well, now, them ain't scratches on there. See, back in them days, they couldn't record any music unless they was frying bacon about 3 inches away from the microphone.
Gosh, what kind of bacon is that, old geezer?
Well, that's called Macon bacon from Macon, Georgia.
Oh, gosh, it's one of those records from the South.
All right. Now, if you listen real closely there, you can hear Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando?
Yeah, that was just before he went out to Hollywood back in 1921.
Gosh, old geezer, what kind of music is Marlon singing?
Well, you tell me. It's there on the... See, the doo-wackadoo. Listen here. He was pretty good, wasn't he? And that's Eric Clapton on the string bass there.
Old geezer, what's doo-wackadoo-wackadoo mean?
Well, now, I'll tell you, buckaroo, if you don't know by this time, I think maybe you better just not mention it.
Okay, but, oh, geezer, why is this your favorite music?
Well, this is my favorite music because it has rhythm, it has style.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's worth a lot of money. It's a collector's item.
Well, this is from when you were a little guy like me, huh, old geezer?
No, I was an old geezer even then.
Michael rowed the boat ashore.
Oh, hi. Hey, we're taking the old geezer across the old River Jordan so he can visit his parents. You, though, stay tuned for more of Midnight Mondo.
Hallelujah, Michael Rowe the boldest.
Now Midnight Mondo, in association with the CIA, presents Conspiracy Corner. Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
That's not the code word.
Hello and welcome to Conspiracy Corner, a national forum on the threats and terrors surrounding us that we might otherwise ignore.
Until it's too late.
Well, sort of. Tonight our guest is Bigfoot investigator Hans Staplegun, who's been tracking the elusive Bigfoot for over 20 years. Mr. Staplegun.
What?
Have you ever seen one of these yetis, or as you say, Bigfoot?
No, that's big feet.
Well, yes, but have you ever spotted one in the wild?
Well, no, but
I did see one in a movie. It was 1974 in a drive-in. It was chasing a girl around a tree.
I see. Now, this was with your own eyes.
Well, no, but that doesn't prove anything. That doesn't destroy my credibility, does it?
Not for this show, Mr. Stapleton.
No, because I have the facts on Bigfoot.
I'm sure that you do.
And I have the facts because I eat meat. Well, American meat. And that makes me smarter than most people and an expert. Fact. FDR never caught polio. He was crippled by big feet when they found him in his secret lair.
Why, didn't he take his booster shot?
Fact! Strange ape-like hairs were found in the Texas School Book Depository building near Lee Harvey Oswald's chicken bones.
Now, don't tell me the grassy knoll theory.
Fact! Howard Hughes did not have opposable thumbs.
I see. Well, you tell me that you have concrete proof, of the existence of these creatures.
I have
creatures. Absolute
proof, and I'm going to play for the first time on your show my actual tape recording of an actual Bigfoot in the actual wilds actually talking to his mate.
Well, that should
I'll
be
run the
very
tape
exciting.
For you right now. Here it is. Just a moment.
Now, where was this recorded, Mr. Stapleton?
This tape was recorded in the forest, as you can see.
The
and now,
forest.
In just a moment, you're about to
the
hear
Black
it.
Forest?
Here he is. You just listen very closely. Here he is, Bigfoot.
Hello! I'm Bigfoot!
There, you see? And now, just hold on, listen. And his mate will come on. Just a moment.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Bigfoot.
Yeah, there you have it. That was it. The actual recording of Bigfoot. Yes.
Well, that was rather eye-opening for all of our
actual
audience, I'm sure.
Proof that Bigfoot exists.
Now, there's nothing like proof, especially for conspiracies.
Yes, and the big feet are in our grade schools now. They control our water supplies in the mountains. They're after
well, thank
us.
You very much,
take over
Mr.
our entire country, and I know this.
Stay
because
tuned next
I
week.
Eat.
We're going
hot
to be interviewing
soup.
A man who
I
believes that the automobile the is
coming.
Slowly taking
yes,
over the American
the
economy.
The big feet are taking over the automobile
thank
industry.
You.
Henry Ford was a Bigfoot. Didn't you know that? It's true. Henry Ford and his wife, Mamie Eisenhower.
Coming up on News, Weather, and Sports in a minute, but before that, here's another Midnight Mondo riddle for you. What's black and blue and plays all your favorite records? Time's up. It's a disc jockey being beaten by a group of nuns.
There he is, sister!
Oh,
get him!
Oh,
you evil disc jockey!
Oh, I'm such a bad boy! Hit me again at the top of the hour!
Oh, you're mad!
Oh, Harry, what are you doing?
I'm just taking another vitamin C. It's damn cold.
But, Harry, you've already taken 20 since breakfast.
Oh, relax, honey. Vitamin pills are good for you.
Oh, Harry, no! Now you're turning orange!
Oh, my God! Call an ambulance!
Oh, doctor, will he be okay?
Well, Mrs. Byrne, I'm afraid your husband will go through the rest of his life as an orange.
Oh, no, he's turned into an orange?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of this lately due to chronic vitamin C abuse, but it could have been worse.
Oh, what could have been worse?
Well, he could have turned into a grapefruit. At least he still has his navel.
Yes, this year over 20,000 Americans will turn into fruits due to vitamin overdose. Read the labels before you get hooked on vitamins. Then consult your physician.
Hello, this is former Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. I am dead now, but I have come back from the grave to tell you this is Midnight Mondo. I go back to grave now. Goodbye.
Gee, Dad, thanks for taking us to the Chinese restaurant. We sure love Chinese food.
Yeah, well, those slow pads make some great chow.
Oh, sure do.
Now listen, kids, old Dad's going to show you a trick he used to do over in Korea.
Oh, great.
You take your fingers and push up the corners of your eyes.
Oh.
And then you take your thumbs and pull back your lips so that your teeth stick out.
Oh, like this, Dad?
Hey, that's great. Now, when that waiter asks for your order, you do that little trick and say, Chop suey, Tojo. He'll love it.
Excuse me. May I help you, please?
Chop suey, Tojo.
Oh, that's very funny. That's hilarious, little Yankee Rugrats. I'm going to go get your order now.
Hey, well, that was great fun, wasn't it, kids? They just don't value human life like we do. Well, now, listen, Dad's got to go tinkle, so you be good, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, the mountains, you. Oh, boy, a silk tapestry of an alligator right here in the men's room. What's this here? To dry hands and learn fortune... Pull cord.
Oh. Yeah!
Ho ho, Wong Fu. Funny Anglo-Saxon bored head. Fought through trap door and bathroom to meet ancestors. Ho ho.
Oh, so. I'd have that occur from time to time.
This message presented by the Committee Against Racial Slurs in Ethnic Restaurants. Remember, check for trap doors before you make fun of your cultural inferiors.
Well, since my baby left, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
Hi, Stu Everglade here. Lunching February tennis date with Farrah. Say, you know it's true. Sooner or later, you're going to have to admit it. Aren't you pretty sick of yourself? Of course you are. And more people just like you are finally coming to grips with the fact that they can't stand themselves, so they're all joining the Elvis Presley Lookalike Club. Yes, what better way to show your support for this great world leader and humanitarian than to become more like him? Yes, the Elvis Lookalike Club, approved by Elvis himself, who, with his last dying breath, said to me, Stu Everglade, make them all in my image and likeness. And how do we do it? Simple. Of course, everyone out there knows that Elvis was one of the few human beings on Earth blessed with close, constant contact with alien beings, and with the help of their advanced biological knowledge passed on to me through Elvis during secret telepathic training sessions in the Catskill Mountains. I've learned how to graft actual Elvis DNA from his fingernails to any living cell tissue. Yes, and then after that painless corrective facial surgery, you can become an Elvis clone yourself. Right, Mr. Elvis Parcheesi from Passaic, New York?
Hi, Mr. Everglades.
Yeah, what's it like to be an Elvis clone, Elvis?
It's changed my life. My friends give me more respect, my wife's more responsive, ooh la la, and I earned some extra money down at the shopping center.
That's right, former Canadian tour guide Elvis Parcheesi, uh-huh. Now a recombinant Elvis clone. Mm-hmm. Sing us a song, Elvis.
Okay, you wear my ring around my neck, I could swear we're in Quebec. Oh.
That's right. Yeah. Elvis Parcheesi became an Elvis, and so can you. Just write today for our free brochure, The Scriptures in Elvisology, and be on your way to becoming a more meaningful human being by becoming somebody else. But not just anybody else. Elvis, who else? Act today. Don't delay. Shake that pelvis. Look like Elvis.
Hey, this is your typically horrible AM disc jockey who doesn't know anything about music, ethics, or life, here to tell you this is Midnight Mondo.
Ever wonder how big recording stars like John Denver and Count Basie? Ever wonder how they make their records? Well, Midnight Mondo now takes you into a big-time recording studio for a session with, who knows, maybe the next Count Basie.
All right, John, that's your name,
yeah, right?
Right. John.
John Doe.
John Doe, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is going to be a live in-concert song, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I want it to sound like. Right.
Okay, how's this for crowd, huh?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Just a little bit less on the crowd, okay?
Okay, yeah. Whatever's right.
All right.
It's a million seller, John. I mean, we got to do it right, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Okay, John Doe, what's the name of the song?
This is the one that I wrote with my wife, Mary, and it's called I'm a Regular Guy. It goes out to the common man, okay?
John, go for it, John.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you some echo, too, all right?
All right.
Here we go.
You know best.
Just a bit on his voice here.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, crowd.
I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular guy. Thank you. Just like you. Just like you. Ain't that nice? Regular guy. Just like you, just like you. I like Chinese food, hey, don't you? I like Chinese food, just like you. Ain't that nice? I'm a regular guy, just like you, just like you. I don't like the tip, and I'm just like you. I don't like the tip, yeah, you know it, just like you. Ain't that nice? I'm a regular guy, just like you, just like you. I evolved from apes, just like you.
Hold it.
I descended from the apes.
You did what?
Just like you.
I evolved from apes?
John, we're going to have to lose that.
That was my wife's line, you know.
The ape line just doesn't.
That was Mary's idea.
I evolved from apes?
Let's just take five. The caterer is here. We'll sit down and
have a talk about it. Who ordered the Chinese food here?
This is Diver Dan Doomy with another Midnight Mondo Craze Report, tonight from Martha's Vineyard. Hey, these kids here are onto something that they feel will soon be the latest fad nationwide. Right, Marthin?
Well, thank you very much, Dan. You know, we're just like people all over America. We're sick of throwing harpoons at fierce monster whales, too. And discos. We're sick of discos. Well, now, you might say that if you don't go whale hunting and you don't go to discos, what else is there? Well, we out here in Martha's Vineyard know. We just put food on our backs. Crawling around with your lunch dripping down your vertebrae, you know it renews new heights of cosmic consciousness and vigor. And we meet lots of chicks, too. And it's cheaper than getting up a whaling expedition, and it's not as dangerous as a disco. So do it, America. Crawl around with food on your back and be cool.
Hey, this is Diver Dan Doomy from Martha's Vineyard, and that's it. It's really cold and wet here. A lot of people crawling around with, wonderful food, hot dogs.
Guacamole, Jim.
Yeah, guacamole. There's a taco over there. Our next report will be from sunny San Antone, where thumbtacks through teeth is the latest kick.
This is Steve Sleeper, producer of Midnight Mondo, and our continuing effort to do you a public service. We just wanted to let you know that this week we recorded the show over a Bee Gees concert tape, and it was because of us that Grand Funk Railroad split up. You're welcome.
This is Casey Casey with American Top 4. This next song is by a group with quite a story behind them. In 1976, its four members were corrupt land barons in Argentina, all with a secret desire to be large land masses. They failed, learning that money can't buy transubstantiation, and turned their attention to important social issues like putting on lipstick, wearing perfumed wigs, and going down to the docks to get beat up by the burly sailors. Now those same sailors have the number three song in the nation. It's Linoleum Avalanche with Fish People.
Little green tanks upon the flanks of the fish people of Aradanan. They lay their eggs on sunburned lakes, those fish people of Aradanan. They'll swim right through your barbecue, those fish people of Aradanan.
Last night my sister Susie and her next best boyfriend Earl discovered some luck in a pickup truck that was definitely out of this world. So they took it home to the bathtub where it left a yucky stain. So they grabbed a hose and they held their nose and they flushed it down the drain.
This is Casey Casey of American Top 4. During that last song, an unknown assailant snuck into the studio and doused me with kerosene. He's about to light a match, so I guess this is it for American Top 4.
You're listening to Midnight Mondo.
Want to buy a carnation, mister?
No.
And now, once again, it's time for Jason Camaro, Federal Deprogrammer.
No, Dad! Dad, get me out of here!
Ha ha ha, but it's for your own good, son.
But, Dad, I'm allergic to motel rooms.
Now, calm down, son.
Dad, who is this guy?
Son, I'm Jason Camaro, Federal Deprogrammer.
Oh, no. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I'm the one who liberated you from your captors.
Yeah, kidnap me, you mean.
Oh, now it was for your own good, Johnny. We want you to come back home with your mom and me.
But, Dad, it's something I want to do. It's my life.
You're a sad case. You see, my boy, they've brainwashed you.
At law school? Dad, why did you drag me out of my own dorm room like that?
You see, that's what they do. They establish an authority figure, and they've twisted your mind. Your whole view of reality has been thrown off course.
Dad, I've got to get back. I've got to brief 3 more cases by tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, now snap out of it, son. Why couldn't you have become a Mooney like your brother Frank? And why can't you learn to shimmy like your sister Kate? Oh, Mr. Camaro, is it too late?
It's never too late for Jason Camaro, Federal Deprogrammer. Now, John, this is for your own good.
What?
We're going to release the dogs.
But I hate dogs. One bit me in grade school. I'm afraid of dogs. No, 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 no.
Now repeat after me.
No,
don't think of tax law. Don't think of tax law.
We'll have you out of this mess in no time, son. Then we can go fishing.
Don't think of tax law.
No, I've got moot court in 2 months.
Stay tuned next week for more Jason Camaro, Federal Deprogrammer.
Okay, now it's time to go to the John or go out to the fridge and get something to eat or whatever you do during commercials. This is Midnight Mondo.
You're listening to Midnight Mondo. Hi, I'm Diver Dan Doomy. You know, I'm not getting rich off this show, but I do like to invest my money wisely whenever it's possible. When it's... This is Midnight Mondo. Why do they have to bring a microphone in here anyway?
Hi, I'm Johnny Pimento. I've been working at the Kingpin Lounge in Bowling Alley for over 10 years. Successful in this exciting world of show business? You better believe it. Now you can follow my steps towards a successful career under the footlights with the Johnny Pimento 4-chord songbook. Just for only $9.95, I'll give you the key to my success in this creative field of nightclub entertaining. With the 4-chord songbook, you're just 4 chords away from a life of entertaining hundreds of unknown people in dark, smoky rooms. Yes, with just 4 chords, you can learn all these popular favorites. Maestro. Tall and tan, young and lovely. Hey, listen to this one, all right? Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. One more for that great favorite. I left my heart in San Francisco. Maestro again. Left my heart in San Francisco. Yeah, yeah, right. You'll be able to fool any club owner in America. Plus, I'll send my Johnny Pimento tips. Where to buy a cheap tuxedo. How to work a cheap microphone. When to put on a cheap smile. So act today and be on your way to sing and play for drinks and pay. The Johnny Pimento 4-chord songbook. Remember, you're all beautiful. I love you. I'll be checking my mailbox for your checks. So drive home carefully, please.
Bugs all over me.
Uh-oh.
Get away.
Well, it looks like another penny has fallen off the Empire State Building of Life through the forehead of this show. Standing on the sidewalk unsuspecting 103 stories below, and that's the end of Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, that's Diver Dan Doomy.
Hey, you got bugs in your hair or anything? I have bugs all over me.
Jeez, I'll never go
I'll
to San Francisco again. What's on next week? More bugs.
I don't know. Next week? Are we going to be on next week?
Are your socks glowing in the dark lately?
Oh, gosh, they are.
Midnight Mondo next week. Well,
we're
going to have some recordings of Celebrity Big Toe Sweepstakes, and that's going to be extremely interesting. We expect the tape from the coast any day.
If it isn't love,
there
are no seasons
sing it
like
fast.
The summer or the spring. So help me there.
Somebody help him. Help me. Bugs.
There are no
squirmy,
for the song.
Furry things.
I say, mine are wearing sunglasses.
My eyelids.
The beauty, beauty.
Yours have sport coats on or leisure suits.
Well,
there would be no moon,
tropical
no
leisure suits. Going surfing.
I'll cut him off at the bar.
If it isn't love.
No more tabs, fellas.
And this is nothing but a dream, so have
Mondo.
And there never was.